This is the Better Than Before Betrayal podcast, episode number 70, Navigating Negative Thoughts. Have you or someone you know experienced betrayal from a husband's pornography use, sexually compulsive behaviors, or other forms of infidelity? Hi, I'm Ruthie. I'm a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and a life coach certified through the Life Coach School. In this podcast, I will share my experience of growth and healing as I have learned tools and concepts to help me take responsibility for my own happiness, find peace, confidence, and become a stronger version of myself. Come with me and let me show you how to have a life that is better than before betrayal. Hello, thanks for joining me today. We're going to talk about steps for managing your negative thoughts or navigating your negative thoughts. So first, you've got to know that we are going to have negative thoughts. Our brain's job is to look for problems, to keep us safe, to keep us alive. It is human nature to generally go to the negative. It's easier for our brains to go to negative. Our brain goes to gloom and doom. We're just wired that way. So first I want to say a little bit about quote-unquote negative and positive. We tend to label thoughts and feelings and circumstances as negative and positive, good or bad. I like to challenge these labels. When we remember that life is 50-50, half good, half bad, half positive, half negative, labeling thoughts or feelings or circumstances as bad or negative can come with judgment. And this comes with the idea that things are not as they should be. I prefer to use the terms useful or helpful or not useful, not helpful. I prefer these terms because words are powerful. And the truth is that something that we might label negative can be very useful. Actually, what I might call the worst experience of my life, discovering my husband's affair, was very useful to me. It was a catalyst for change in me, in my husband, and in our relationship. Can you consider that your discovery of your husband's choices or his disclosure was helpful and useful? Painful, but also helpful and useful. I hope so. These events explain a lot. It sheds light on where your relationship was, where it needs work. And before that, relationship work, the individual work that needs to take place. These experiences spark a lot of thoughts, some of them useful, and some of them definitely not useful. These are the kinds of thoughts that we're going to be talking about today. We're going to get curious about them, and we're going to go through the steps of just how to do this. We are not going to just think positive. Just thinking positive can be very problematic, damaging even. Just thinking positive shoves down real thoughts and emotions. Just thinking positive isn't being true to yourself. It's pretending, and pretending is lying. Just thinking positive isn't growing. We want growth and understanding and compassion for ourselves and others. In order for this to happen, we have to give some attention to all of our thoughts. Excuse me. Sorry. And we don't have to hold on to those thoughts. If we don't give them some attention and just push them down, they will keep popping up and we can stay stuck. What do you think about this? How's this landing for you? Are you with me? So what are some negative thoughts that come up for you? I'm going to choose one as an example and go through each of the steps with you. I'm going to choose one that I'm guessing all humans have thought of at some time in their life. The thought is, I'm not good enough. The other sentences that run through your mind may come with a laundry list of, if I were fill in the blank, this wouldn't have happened. With all of the thoughts of all the different ways we aren't perfect, the general underlying thought is, I'm not enough. I would dare say that all humans have had this thought at some time in their life. And some people have it a lot, a constant companion even. After learning of your husband's betrayal, it was probably blaring louder than ever. So what do we do with this thought? I'm not good enough. I'm not enough. We plug in the steps. And this isn't always going to be easy. That's why we call it work. And some thoughts are going to take a lot of time to let go of. Some may pop up all throughout our lives. As we practice this, it does get easier and easier. So first we have to be aware of the thought. This might seem ridiculous in the raw stages of betrayal. How can we have this thought blaring and not be aware of it? Well, what I mean by this is be aware that it's only a thought. And it might be true that you are not aware of the thought. You might have a low level of self-esteem and you don't even know why. By the way, it's from your thoughts and beliefs. You may be running on autopilot, not realizing what thoughts are driving your life. So if you're new to this, that's okay. You can learn the skill. If you've not been in the practice of being aware of your thoughts, you can start today. If you are very aware of your thoughts, if they are playing on repeat in your head, this is going to help you move forward. So life coach Corinne Crabtree put these steps into the four N's for navigating negative thinking. She calls them noticing, normalizing, neutralizing, and next best thought. The alliteration is fun and helpful in remembering each step. So again, first one is what we've talked about, being aware or noticing the thought. Realizing that they are just thoughts. Even when you think they are true, you may think that they are circumstances. But notice their thoughts. Notice that you're having a thought. Of the 60 to 90,000 thoughts we have every day, we only hear some of them. Listen to them and choose which ones you want to keep. A great way to become aware of our thoughts, if you are thinking that you're not aware of them, is journaling or doing a thought download. Now, just write down your thoughts. Don't judge your thoughts. Don't cause your pain, cause yourself pain by judging your thoughts. You can also just listen to the sentences in your head. You don't have to write them down to notice your thoughts. Notice your thought, I'm not enough, however and whenever it shows up. Second is normalizing the thought. Like I said before, our brain offers us all sorts of garbage. It offers us thoughts that simply aren't true. It offers us thoughts that are true and tell us it's a problem, that we are a problem. We can respond to our brain. We can say, of course my mind is offering me this thought. I know why. And you know one of my favorites. Thank you, brain. Thank you for doing your job. and keeping me safe. Talk to yourself. You can ask yourself, why is this thought here? Did someone tell me this and I believed them? What could this thought be telling me? Is it telling me something that I would like to change about myself? Face it, we all have things that we would like to change about ourselves. Is this our brain's unkind way of letting you know what you'd like to change? You can change. And this might be it. Maybe it is. Our brains aren't always kind to us. We get to notice our thoughts and interpret their meaning. A thought can feel really true, and it may not be true. And there are other things that could be true. Consider what this thought might be telling you. Normalize the thought. Okay, third, we're going to neutralize the thought. Clean up the thought to the facts. Weed out the drama. Of course, thoughts are usually drama. Get to the facts, though. What about this thought is true and what is false? The truth is that we are all enough. This doesn't mean we're perfect or even good at things. If we will acknowledge the fact that we are amazing in some ways and a mess in some ways, we are human and have faults and weaknesses just like everyone, we can let go of the idea of not being enough. We are enough because our Savior makes up the difference. He helps us where we lack. This can neutralize the thought. What now? The last step, next best thought. Now, this is where we can get into trouble with just thinking positively or just choosing a new thought. We need to be careful not to rush into this one. Sometimes we can't go quickly, but often we need to take some time. We need to understand why we have the thought. When we understand why we have the thought, we get curious about it, clean it up, then we're ready to move on. We don't want to stay comfortable in the misery of the thought. And it doesn't mean needing to get rid of a thought to avoid discomfort. That's no good. The next best thought needs to be a true, believable thought. The thought that I am great at some things and not great at other things, not great at everything, because that isn't even a thing. I'm not perfect in many things. I can be, or I am perfect in some things. What are you perfect in? Are you perfect at daily prayer and scripture study? Are you perfect at brushing your teeth every day? Think of habits that you have that you are consistent in. And don't get caught up in the, we're consistent, but we could do better. Of course, there's always room for improvement. And we can see what we're consistent, not perfect exactly, but pretty good at sometimes. Another idea is putting and or but after your negative thoughts. So keep this one in your pocket. When you have a negative thought, put an and or a but and then fill in whatever comes. I am enough, and that does not mean I'm perfect. Perfect isn't a thing in this life. What's your next best thought? Thoughts are not good or bad, right or wrong. They just are. We get to choose which thoughts we hold on to, we get to choose which ones we will believe. We get to choose the thoughts that serve us best. When we focus on that thought or those thoughts that serve us, we create our lives intentionally. We create the result we want for our lives. Remember, I didn't say this is easy to do. It takes a lot of practice. Sometimes we'll do it well, and sometimes it will be a struggle. And sometimes we won't do it at all. And sometimes we won't do it until we become aware and then decide to do it. It doesn't just happen naturally. Our brains on autopilot don't do it. Our lower brain won't do it. We have to use our prefrontal cortex, our conscious brain, to live intentionally. So, before ends again, noticing the thought, normalizing, neutralizing, and then next best thought. So give this practice a try. Next time you have a negative thought, notice it, normalize it, neutralize it, and then get to the choosing the next best thought. Questions to ask yourself: why would my brain want to focus on this? Could I use it as information for something I'd like to change or get good at? Are we afraid of rejection, so we reject ourselves first? These are some interesting things to consider. Talking to yourself, getting curious about your thoughts, using these four N's for navigating your negative thoughts, they can help you create your life, a life that is better than before betrayal. Thanks for listening. I hope you found this helpful. I will talk to you next week. Bye. Thank you for joining me. I hope that what I have shared today is helpful and hope-filled for you. If you know someone that would find this podcast helpful, please share it. If you have questions about this or any topic that you'd like to understand more deeply, to help you take responsibility for your own happiness, to find growth and healing from what you have experienced, please go to betterthanbeforebetrayal.com and schedule a time to